Well, it's Tuesday afternoon. Amazing how the time flies by when you're having fun. And Margaret Mills is back with us again. Good afternoon, Margaret. How are you and how are you enjoying the summer?
Good afternoon, Scott. Yeah, I'm very well, thank you. And hoping to see a bit more summer, actually.
I think you're right. Okay, so what's the subject this week?
Right, the subject this week is a lady called Catherine Canham, and she was known as the bigamist of Thorpe Lee Soken.
Goodness me. Well, you better tell us more.
I'm all ears. Quite an interesting story. Mm. Yeah, Catherine Canham was a young girl who lived with her parents in Thorpe Lee Soken in the 1700s, mm-hmm. we're talking. Very lively, rather emotional, rather fond of a good time and being out enjoying herself, wanted lots of life and a lot going on around her. Rather surprising, therefore, that she became the wife of a vicar.
Oh.
The vicar in question was a gentleman called Henry Gough, who was the vicar of Thorpe Lee Soken.
Mm.
Everyone warned Henry, this is going to end in tears. She's a lot younger than you. She's much livelier than you. She'll never settle down to be a vicar's wife. Henry, in time-honoured tradition, would not listen.
Mm.
Everything turned out as forecast. Catherine very quickly got tired and bored of being a vicar's wife. She got fed up with the gossips in the village, who obviously had their eyes very firmly placed on her as being yes. totally unsuitable as a vicar's wife. Suddenly one day, Catherine is no longer there. And people begin to wonder what's happened to Catherine. And the smart money was on the fact that she'd probably absconded to London.
Mm-hmm.
In this case, they turned out to be right. She actually had gone to London, where she'd posed as an unmarried lady and managed to get herself married again to a member of the peerage. A gentleman called Lord Dalmeny,
yeah.
who had no idea at all that she was already married to a vicar back in Essex. They married, and for a time all went well. They were living abroad, very conveniently.
Mm.
This got her out of any chance of somebody tipping off the vicar of her husband back in Thorpe Lee Soken.
Mm.
And they lived very happily abroad until Catherine became fatally ill, realised that she was dying, and decided to make a confession to her husband, Lord Dalmeny. She told him exactly what she'd done and the reasons why. And amazingly, Lord Dalmeny actually forgave her for what she'd done. She begged to be taken back to Essex, saying that her one thought was to be buried in Essex when she died. Sadly, she died before they could make the trip to Essex. And Lord Dalmeny, worried about getting a body from on the continent back to Essex and wanting to get back in the quickest time possible, decided to put her body in a trunk and bring it back as though it was a trunk of clothes.
Mm.
The inevitable happened. The customs and excise opened the trunk and there she was. But anyway, there is, if you look at it this way, a reasonably happy ending in that Lord Dalmeny and Henry Gough were reconciled. Both attended her funeral. She's buried somewhere in the churchyard at Thorpe Lee Soken. Lord Dalmeny went on to die shortly afterwards. Some said of heartbreak at Catherine's death. The vicar had a slightly better outcome. He lived for another 23 years.
To what age?
He would have been probably in his late 50s, early 60s.
There, all right.
Which, you know,
in those
probably
days,
quite,
quite
a good
time.
Age.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, thank you very much indeed. And have you got further tales of adultery and everything next week? Then?
Well, next week's slightly different, but we're still in Thorpe Lee Soken.
Ah, yeah.
And this time it's the Essex connection with the Jack the Ripper story.
Oh, right. Okay, we shall look forward to that. Thank you very much indeed.
Thanks, Scott.